This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show, and welcome to a very special edition of WHL This Week. On tap, we have legendary broadcaster and team bus driver of the Medicine Hat Tigers, Bob Rhythm, reaching 3,000 games behind the mic this weekend. A special ceremony was held at the arena. Bob will join us in minutes. Don't miss that. Also, the WHL Player of the Week, Portland sniper Sven Berchi, said quite the experience. A great week and plus a recall for the Calgary Flames. He'll discuss that in moments. And we'll hear from CHL Goaltender of the Week, John Groenhide of the Swift Current Broncos.
Back to the blue line. Emerson Adam knocks it down, goes to the net, shoots, he scores! Emerson Adam gets his 50th goal in 50 games, and the fans give him a standing O.
He's got Lopel on him, Lopel on the breakaway, Lopel looking for his 50, will he get it? Shoots, he scores! Joffrey Lopel, his 50th goal of the season!
Here's Radomir, he's into the line with Russell. Radomir shoots, scores! The Tigers win the championship! Championship for the Medicine Hat Tigers!
3,000 games, legendary voice of the Medicine Hat Tigers, and a person that I look up to as well, Bob Ridley on the line. Bob, 3,000 games, what does that number mean to you?
Actually, it's just starting to sink in, John. Like, I had no idea we're closing in on that milestone until late last week when the Tigers' director of marketing, Dave Angelic, had indicated that you're closing in on 3,000. I said, what? I couldn't believe it. You know, the years have gone by so fast, and I've enjoyed this job so much, and then all of a sudden you're nailed with this milestone, and I say, holy smokes, now I'm really starting to feel old. But it means a great deal, John, and you can appreciate that. The longevity in this occupation isn't all that much, and for me to have lasted that long, it's been quite a ride, no question.
And Rids, you got a great story as far as you've missed one game in Tigers history, and it was out of your control completely. Tell us that one.
Yeah, it wasn't as though I broke a leg or got sick or got run over by a freight train. It was because it was a curling event I had to cover in Saskatoon. It was the Medicine Hat women's curling team had won the provincial championship and went to Saskatoon for the national final. And lo and behold, my boss's wife happened to be on that team, and guess where he sent me? So on that one Saturday night, I was in Saskatoon covering some great curling action, but I didn't realize at that time that my total record would have been broken. But who cares? It's been a great career up to this point, John.
Yeah, it sure has. It sure has. That's great stuff. You know, your name gets tossed around right now with perhaps Hockey Hall of Fame in the same breath. I know that's something that could happen for you down here, down the road. You've been on Hockey Night in Canada. You've been featured for your service not only as the play-by-play announcer but as the bus driver for the Tigers as well. What would that mean to you?
Well, that's pretty awesome to be mentioned in the same breath as a lot of great hockey heroes, and I really don't consider myself eligible for something like that, John, but if some people feel that maybe that's my destiny, well, so be it, but that would be just totally awesome and something I just can't conceive right now, but you know, I know for myself and my family, that would be just an absolute tremendous honor.
All right. I know duty calls. I know the bus pulls out there as we speak from Medicine Hat to Cranbrook here in the next hour or so, so I'll let you get ready for that, okay?
Thanks, John, and keep up the good work yourself.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches in a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family, for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
8 goals, 2 assists, and a special call-up to the NHL. Yeah, it's been quite the week for Portland's Sven Berchi. Voice of the Winterhawks, Todd Vrooman, has more.
Sven, let's talk about last week. 8 goals for you, including a 4-goal performance against the Seattle Thunderbirds. Had to be nice to bulge the net a little bit last week.
For sure. I mean, it was a really good week. It was a really good week for a team, not just for me. And, you know, it's always important when your team plays well that you, you know, continue the same way. Personally, you know, you want to keep going and you want to keep, you know, be somebody up front, be somebody in your defense. And I think it was a big step we made during this week. And I think for now, going in for the last couple of games is going to be really important with our confidence. You know, these are such important games. You want to make sure we're going to finish the season on the first place. So all you need is confidence right now.
Confidence is something that you're not short of. You and Ty Ratty have had an excellent partnership all season long, career highs for both of you. Talk about the chemistry you have with him.
Well, it's been good again, same as last year. You know, I played with him the whole season last year, and you know, we had some time this year when we didn't play together, and I kind of missed him out there. But now we played together again, and you know, it's just a really good connection, and you know, we just read each other well, and so it's easier. And, you know, if you move forward, you know, if you're in the attacking zone, and it makes things a lot easier if you read each other well, and you know where he is, and he knows where I am. It makes just everything so much easier to score goals.
Reigning Western Hockey League Player of the Week, a good week just got better. The Calgary Flames have announced that you're going to be an emergency call-up this weekend. Talk about the crazy 24 hours it's been, and how you feel about making your NHL debut soon.
Well, it's been really exciting, especially this morning when I got the call. You know, it's something you dream of, and especially right now in the spot they are right now, you know, two points away from a playoff spot, and they called me up exactly now, and it's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to go up there to Calgary and, you know, try my best up there and work as hard as I can.
That's the WHL Player of the Week, Sven Berchi. Best of luck in Calgary.
Thank you.
He's nearing the end of his WHL career. Swift Current Bronco goaltender John Groenheid has been named the CHL Goaltender of the Week, and voice of the Broncos, Sean Mullen, sat down with him.
Well, John, Canadian Hockey League Goaltender of the Week, top goaltender in Canada for all of last week, and how does it feel to hear that?
Oh, it definitely feels great. It's nice to see that kind of someone's paying attention or notices the hard work I've been putting in and we've been putting in, so it's always nice to be recognized in such a high scale like that.
Take us through the two games you played last week.
In Red Deer, just went into the game. I knew that the last time we had played them, I had caught the shutout, and that obviously helped quite a bit. And I just went in there not thinking that I was gonna, you know, get a shutout or even a shutout with 45 saves. Just kind of went out there and played, and then got closer and closer to the end of the game. And then by the end, I was looking up at the shot clock, and it was 45 saves, and I hadn't let one in. So it was always nice.
What is it about playing the Rebels that seems to work for you?
I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know. I just maybe. Just some kind of, I wouldn't say bad blood, but like, I don't know, maybe just the way we went out last year in playoffs with Edmonton, we got beat 4 straight, and I just wanted to kind of go out there and prove something, I guess, and so far the last couple games, I guess, I've done that.
Then you had a game against your old team, against Edmonton, and held them to only 2 goals and 34 shots. That's a very high-powered offense. Talk about that performance.
Yeah, can't say enough about that team. It's so much skill and so much depth, and it's tough playing a game like that. I mean, especially against your old team, a little bit of nerves, and especially coming off the shutout, you want to prove to people that it wasn't like some kind of fluke or something, you know. So it's definitely hard. They don't like to get a lot of pucks to the net off the rush. They do, but not down the wall. At least they like to get it to the middle and always make those chances just grade A chances. So it was a good game, and I thought as a team we did a really good job.
Your Western Hockey League career is coming to an end here, and how do you reflect back on your seasons in the league, whether with Kamloops or Edmonton, now with Swift Current?
You know, it's been a really good experience. I'm even since I signed as a 16-year-old and played my first game against Tri, and that was an amazing experience for me with Kamloops. I was just a young kid, and I got the chance, and that was the top team in the league, and I ended up holding them. I think I had like 36 shots or something like that, and I ended up holding them scoreless till like 3 minutes left. They ended up scoring 2 goals, and we ended up winning 3-2 against the top team in the league, and it was huge for me. I it's probably one of the highlights of my career, just being so young and getting a win against such a high caliber team. And when I got traded to Edmonton, it was a great experience. It's a great organization. Like I said, I have nothing but good things to say about the coaching and the management and the players there. And it was an awesome experience going there. And then coming here to Swift Current, it's been the same, you know, just lots of great friendships, great staff here, and they've done everything they can to help me forward my career, and it's just been awesome. I mean, I look back now and it seems like it's gone so fast, and I'm sure guys say that a lot, but it sure does go fast.
Hey, that's the show, and congratulations once again to Rids and Medicine Hat, and thanks to Todd in Portland and Sean in Swift Current for their help. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.